98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo talk with the decision maker from the Coyotes front office. Now.
3 o'clock hour here on the Burns and Gambo Show, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. And yeah, every Thursday at 3, we do talk with a decision maker from the Coyotes. Sometimes it's their general manager, Bill Armstrong. Today, it is their president and CEO, Javier Gutierrez, who joins us here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Javier, good afternoon. Thanks for coming on today. We appreciate it.
Hey, Burns, Gambo, always good to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we're going to get to this, but I would love to be talking about the wins against the Red Wings and the Kings and that great win against the Jets and how well the goaltending has been playing, as you guys are playing much better hockey. But let's address the rumors. I've spoken with people in the organization about this today. There was a story put out by Forbes that the Coyotes are for sale again and could be looking to have a new buyer come in and move them to Houston. I did get a statement from the organization saying that this is absolutely not true, that you're committed to staying in Arizona. But let's hear it from you. What about these rumors that are up there by Forbes?
It's completely and utterly false. It's baseless. And truth be told, it's incredibly frustrating because I think it completely overshadows everything that we're doing to show not just our words, but our actions in terms of our commitment here. You know, it's funny. I heard about this as I was in flight coming back from New York, where yesterday I was one of the panelists for the Sports Business Journal's Dealmakers Summit. So about 250 of the top folks, bankers and dealmakers and sports owners, in which I was presenting our proposed entertainment district in Tempe. And talking about the commitment that we're making of more than $2 billion of our capital because we feel so strong and committed here. So it's just very, very frustrating. And truth be told, it's just not who we are. It's not what we have said. It's not what we have done. We are committed to being here in the Valley, and we're excited about this proposal in Tempe that's been public. And so as far as this report, I have no idea where it's coming from. I have no idea about its sources. Certainly didn't come from me, Alex Morello, his family, anybody in this organization. There's never been a conversation.
Yeah.
And if there was, we'd say it's utterly and completely false.
I think there's a lot of irresponsible reporting out there. So I'm going to ask you, I know that I did hear that you guys might have reached out to Forbes just about numbers for a construction refinance type of deal in Tempe, but did anybody from this publication reach out to you or Alex Morello and ask if this was true?
Absolutely not.
It's hard to. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. I mean, it's just, you know, as journalists, it's hard to give that report any credence when they don't even reach out to the other side to say, do you have a comment if this is true or not? Because you would have probably shot it down right then and there, and they wouldn't have had a story.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, it came out of nowhere. As I told you, I was in flight when I learned about it. And when I landed, I had a number of inquiries from reporters who wanted to comment on the story. And I said, well, I have no idea what this is about, but that's completely not true.
Yeah. Javier, Gambo and I have both been here long, long time on these airwaves in this market a long time. When it comes to Coyote rumors, we're both very used to it, right? Like, it's almost part of the landscape when talking about the Coyotes of the last 10, 15 years and rumors like this. So for someone like me, I'm very used to a story like today. For someone like you, is this, for the most part, your first time kind of dealing with this? And how difficult does it make it when you are trying to convince the power brokers in the league and here in the Valley that your commitment is to staying?
Well, no, it's definitely not the first time I've been dealing with it. And in fact, I think it was one of the first questions I got asked at my introductory press conference. And I only get asked two or three times a day since I've taken this role, whether or not we're staying or leaving. And again, I point to what we are doing constantly. It's not just our words, it's our actions. And Alex Morello has been very clear that he's committed here. And I also try to point out that not only are we committed here with the Coyotes, but personally, right? I make my home here. He and his family have bought homes here. We love this community. We want to be a part of it on a personal level. And then on a professional level, this is a market that we're looking at expanding the other companies in our portfolio, in the banking space, in the infrastructure space, and truth be told, also looking at other sports franchises that would complement our project in Tempe. And so, listen, we understand it. We understand the history of this organization. And as I often say, that's just simply not us. Look at what we're doing. Look at our commitment. Look at our actions. And this is just the beginning.
A couple things I do want to ask you about, but before we get to that, I just want to see, is any progress being made on a location for next season for where you guys would play?
So there is progress. Nothing to announce right now, but we are very much in the throes of negotiations for an interim solution while we, again, keep our eyes on the prize of the opportunity in Tempe. But so nothing to announce, but we are making significant progress in our negotiations. And again, it's going to be here, and we're committed to being here. And that's just going to be another sign of our desire to be in this market.
Vemelka, Wedgewood, you're getting outstanding goaltending. You guys are, you know, 500 hockey team over your last six games. Got off to a really rough start, but you do want to see some progress. We know the plan to rebuild, especially with the draft picks, and I think Bill Armstrong has done a tremendous job of getting those assets for you. But you do want to see some progress even this year. Do you feel like you're starting to see that now?
Absolutely. I mean, when you look at the beginning of the season, we had an incredibly difficult schedule, incredibly difficult travel schedule, and then the teams that we were playing. And you know what we all took heart was just how competitive our team was, that despite the injuries, despite you know, the travel and the caliber, rather, of teams that we were playing, we were competing. And we saw development with our middle core players that were definitely improving and really adjusting to Bear's system and how he wants to be. And so it's exciting to now see the progress and have the results. And again, we have a strategic plan. It's been very clear what we're aiming to do. But as I told you guys in our very first conversation, we also expect this team to be competitive, to get out there, and to be a team that people are going to root for and be excited about seeing on the ice.
Javier Gutierrez from the Coyotes, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Not that it necessarily led to a negative environment, but all of that losing can weigh on an organization from top to bottom. Now that things have leveled out a little bit in terms of that, has it been a little easier coming to work, a little bit easier for the guys, a little bit easier for everybody in the organization to manage things now that you're having at least some success over the last few weeks?
Well, I think it does give credence to the whole concept that this is going to be a competitive team no matter what. And what I do also give a lot of credit to is Coach Tournay and his staff. They're incredibly positive, and they have been incredible throughout this entire journey. And so to see them really come to work every single day, really fighting and really pushing forward, I think that has been an incredible part for the entire organization through when you have these rough patches. And I'm very happy for, you know, the coaches, the trainers, and the players. They give it their all, and for them to see this level of success, I think it's incredible for them, and we're excited to you know, cheer them on and to continue to see the development.
All right, leave me with this. You guys have had some open practices. You've got one in is it Bernsey's backyard in Gilbert? You're going to be out in Gilbert soon?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I went down there and gave a presentation to the chamber, and I saw so many folks down there at the ice rink, and I called Bill Armstrong, and within a couple of hours, we decided on this whole idea of open practices. You know, with the, unfortunately, we're still under these COVID protocols, and it's hard to really have players not be connected to fans and to the community. And so this is an opportunity for us to do that. It's very exciting and certainly something we'll continue to do throughout the season.
All right, lunch on Bernsey. I could go to his house, Javier.
It's walking distance from my house. Honestly, I could walk to that rink. Hey. It's so close. I know right where you're at. So come on over,
exactly.
Javier.
Well, hopefully we'll see you guys out there. Absolutely. Right. We'll hopefully see you guys out there on Sunday.
Sounds good. All right, thank you, Javier. We appreciate you coming on for a few.
Fantastic. Great, guys. We'll talk to you soon.